we're going to do a practice called Naitan, which means something like inner transformation. So to begin with, set yourself up in a comfortable sitting posture. Stable, grounded base, upright spine. Relax the body as much as possible. And really take a few moments to settle into this posture and feel your way into it. We're going to be working with the body in this practice, so it's important to have a good sense of what's going on, how you're feeling, trying to make sure that your posture is as relaxed and comfortable as it can be, without letting the spine droop or the posture crumple. Now bring your attention down to the belly, down to this point called the tandem, which is about 3 finger widths below the navel. It's right in the centre of the body rather than being on the surface of the front of the belly. So see if you can get a sense for this tandem point, this physical and energetic centre of the body. And in this practice, we're going to work with the body's energy. A key principle in the Asian system of understanding the body is that where our attention goes, our energy flows. So by bringing our attention down to the tandem in this way, we're gathering energy in our belly, drawing it into this tandem point. The tandem is considered to be kind of like the body's battery pack. It's a good place to store energy. So having your attention in the tandem in this way is a very helpful thing to do. So we'll just take a minute or two to let our sense of this belly area, the tandem at the centre of it, to develop. We want to get a sense of really being grounded in the belly, really being connected to it. As we stay focused in the tandem in this way, it draws our energy down to this point, gathering it, condensing it. And what we're going to do now is encourage this energy to circulate within the body in a way that's designed to connect and harmonize the whole body together, to ensure good health, to promote well-being. So we've been gathering energy into this tandem point, and it's a little bit like we're filling up a pot and the pot starts to overflow. And so our energy moves down to the base of the spine, to the perineum area. And then on the next in-breath, draw your attention up the back of the body, up the middle of the spine, to the top of the head. And on the out-breath, allow your attention to track down the front of the body, all the way back down to the base of the spine. So moving at your own rate, breathing up the back, down the front. And as you breathe and move your attention, do this in a relaxed manner. You're not trying to force anything to happen. You're more encouraging the body's energy to move in a way that it naturally wants to anyway. So just allowing the energy to flow up the back of the body on the in-breath, down the front of the body on the out-breath. Up the spine on an in-breath, down the front of the body on the out-breath. And as you continue this circulation, if you feel any points around the body which feel stiff or tight or stuck, bring some kindness to these areas, smiling into them, encouraging them to relax, but not forcing anything, letting it happen in its own time. The more we can relax, the easier this process of circulation can happen. But it's not something that can be forced. And as the practice develops, you may find a sense of energy moving around the circulation faster than your breathing is going. You don't need to try to keep up with it, just keep breathing, keep following up the back of the body on the in-breath, down the front on the out-breath. Think of it like pedaling a bicycle, where the wheels can turn a lot faster than the pedaling. And as we continue to circulate the energy in this way, we're really unifying the whole body. We're drawing everything together, from the lowest point of our root right up to the crown of the head. Just allowing this breathing pattern to unify and harmonize the whole body. And taking a moment to check in with the body. Is it as relaxed as it could be? Is there any unnecessary tension being held in the front of the belly or between the shoulder blades? In the neck, maybe? In any way you find some unnecessary tension, bringing some kindness and softness to that area, allowing it to let go of the tightness. And then whenever you're ready, returning to the circulation. up the back on the in-breath, down the front on the out-breath. The more you relax, the more you bring awareness to this process, the more easily the energy will flow. Tension goes, energy flows. Breathing up the back, down the front. drawing the attention up the back on the in-breath, down the front on the out-breath, and really feeling what's going on. What is this process like for you? Continuing to breathe, continuing to sweep the attention in this circular pattern around the body. The last few moments, letting go of the circulation and just seeing how the body feels now. And as we come to the end of the practice, bringing some movement back into the body. Maybe twisting or stretching, whatever kind of movement feels good to you right now. And in your own time, coming out of the practice, ready to go on with your day.